Hey, hello guys, we're back here at Blue Eden because it was quieter the last time we recorded. Coffee Bean was a bit loud. Hopefully the battery will last and it won't be too loud either. So today we'll be talking about Portal and Portal 2 because it was recently released. Last week?
This Friday?
Last Friday, right?
Yeah.
19th, I believe.
Yeah. It was supposed to be Friday, but I think they released it a day earlier.
Cool.
This is a bit of a...
So, I believe anybody who calls himself a geek and a gamer should have downloaded, unless of course they don't want to spend the money. But yeah, what was so great about Portal 2 is that it built upon the storyline of Portal 1, and the gameplay itself, it continued the same gameplay, added a few extra variations because these new... like the gel thing, they had a new gameplay, and also a new character which was introduced as Wheatley in the promo ads, who basically comes along with you along your journey and adds quite a bit of comic relief, actually.
Yeah, comic relief.
So I think both of us, we finished the single player mode. Co-op, we started playing a bit of the co-op,
yeah.
And I've not finished it.
Yeah, we should find friends. Friends.
We need friends. Would you play with us? So yeah, what are your thoughts about Portal 2?
It was
awesome.
But yeah, just about what you said, it was brilliant. Really brilliant. The pacing of the story was brilliant in terms of, although we have already seen this type of gameplay before, the gameplay itself was brilliant. I haven't played the first one, shame on me. But,
you haven't played the first one?
It is my shame.
So in that sense, you did not get the full effect of the story.
I knew of the. Because, you know, Portal was big on the internet, and I live on the internet, so...
Yeah, I think Portal itself, the story wasn't that drawn out or that in-depth as it is in Portal 2, or even in the running up to Portal 2. They had a lot of these extra features that helped promote Portal 2.
Yep.
They had these extra videos that added onto the anticipation and the hype for Portal 2, which... Personally, I enjoy it quite a lot. I believe it started... Portal 2 was announced in March 2010. And just before that, they actually updated Portal 1 to have new content. So, among that new content was a new ending, where if you haven't played it, basically, you see your character getting pulled away, dragged off somewhere.
Yeah.
And they had even like hidden messages in the radio. So you listen to the radio, they had hidden messages, they had hidden images as well.
Yep, yep.
And I guess this was the starting of this, is it ARG alternate?
Yeah, alternate augmented reality? I don't know, I forgot.
Yeah, alternate reality. Where they brought different contexts. Or different environments to add on to the actual Portal story. Even just before Portal 2 came out, they released even a comic and added on to the story, which basically tells you what happens between the end of Portal 1 and the beginning of Portal 2. There was also this thing called a potato sack. These are potato sacks, which was basically a bundle of games that they introduced on April 1st, saying that if you played this, you could possibly unlock GLaDOS earlier, so you could play Portal 2 earlier.
I think it did, but you know, it was, although arguably among the geeky or the one who followed this very closely, they were kind of disappointed because they were expecting the ending to be like a big bang rather than but I suppose the big bang was the game itself, so you know, instead of, but yeah, there were a lot of, if you like read Reddit, there was like a lot of all of the complaints and stuff about the potatoes.
But do you think the complaint was more for the fact that people spent quite a bit of money, I think it was $15 US, on the games, and they did not feel they got their money's worth of unlocking Portal 2 earlier.
I don't know. It was on discount, I suppose. But yeah. There was also another group of people like also lamenting on the fact that those people are ungrateful people. But yeah.
I guess at the end of the day, it's also about a bit of marketing as well. And at the end of the day, it's a business. They could have used the hype of Portal 2 to make people buy this, and thus giving them more business. Nothing that I would like. I personally didn't buy it because I didn't feel it was worth it. But in all honesty, I feel that I missed out on what the... Because basically in this potato sack, there are several games. In these games, there are actually Portal content that I think adds on to the actual story. So personally, I feel I'm missing out on that. And it's something I would want to explore, possibly through YouTube or through some of the forums. To see what exactly was discovered in these indie games.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I think we should know that. From now on, we're probably going to have a bit of Portal 2 spoilers. So if you haven't played it and you want to go finish it, you should go finish it first. Like we mentioned, we have not finished co-op, so we do not know what co-op adds to the actual Portal 2 storyline.
Yeah. Vader was Luke's father.
No!
Spoilers.
Yeah, so where do we start off? What did you love about Portal 2? I think I have to say the ARG, the build-up to the release of Portal 2 was pretty good. It took them over a year since announcing Portal 2 is coming out. They even delayed it, so gamers, myself included, we were a bit disappointed and we wanted it to come out earlier. But I guess thankfully for Valve, they introduced some of these extra material. They had like videos, Valentine's Day, video from Aperture Science, kind of things like that. They had a demo, a video of Cave Johnson, who actually is in the game. I did not know beforehand.
Yeah.
Who introduced like Aperture Science panels.
Mm.
The videos were good. And when the TV ad, I even liked the TV ad quite a lot. It gave me a sense of anticipation and I really wanted to get my hands on the game.
Yeah. Me, I liked everything. Okay. But I think most important, I really liked the storyline and the voice acting. Because I forgo playing the game, just waiting in the spot just to finish all the dialogues. Like, especially like Wheatley. Wheatley does like really funny, awkward things. Like, for example, there's one stage like, they were stuck and then we had to like figure out a solution, so like Ridley spent, I don't know, 5 minutes talking about any ideas at all, or we will contemplate in silence.
Ridley, who is voiced by Stephen Merchant, he adds a lot of comic relief in the first part of the game.
Spoilers. And all of it,
he's kind of, in a sense, a dummy.
A moron,
kind of that. He was one of the... What do you call it? The
personality course.
Personality course.
I think from
Portal 1 itself. I'm not too sure whether it was from Portal 1.
It
was just a regular personality course.
Yep.
That helps you out in the beginning. And you go with him to try to take down GLaDOS.
Yeah. Essentially, not take down the GLaDOS. At first, he was trying to help you escape.
Okay.
And then he ended up.
And then we ended up trying to take down GLaDOS.
Again, GLaDOS. The storyline was voice acting, the storyline, and the pacing of on how they told the storyline. Kind of like Half-Life 2, this is, I think, Bob's signature move. They don't disturb, they don't stop gameplay to tell. Okay, there are some spots in Portal 2, yeah, but they don't stop gameplay to tell the story. Like, for example, in Final Fantasy or whatever, there's like pauses and then there's this non-interactive videos or the non-interactive sequences. And even some of the first-person shooters, they you sort of can interact with it, but it's kind of like as a formality. But it's really just a movie that you can sometimes press a button on a new game over. And that's it. But in here, they did mostly through voices, or mostly through their tests, obviously, the levels are tests, and then there are voices that guide you through the tests. And then somehow they manage to tell the story within that context. The levels themselves change to reflect others. Little tidbits of storyline, etc. It's just brilliant.
Yeah, honestly, I think I missed a lot on the actual storyline because I wanted to rush to the end just to listen to the ending song by Jonathan Coulton. And actually, there's not just one song, there's actually two songs. Two songs at the end of the game. And the two songs itself, the lyrics play into the story even more because you could read in between the lines, you could read, you know, you could just think about what the lyrics actually mean and how it applies to the actual game. Ellen McLean, who voiced GLaDOS, sang both songs.
Yeah.
It was good. Cave Johnson, the other voice actor that was in the ads, was basically the founder of Aperture Sound.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
And you'll hear a lot of his voice as you play the second part of the game.
Science! Well, I think middle part. Somewhere in the middle, if I don't mistake.
Middle and second part. Basically, after the twist, you'll hear a lot of Cave Johnson.
Dum dum dum. Yeah, it's like, yeah, that part was great. At first, like, you're trying to find your bearing, you know, like in classic, but they don't tell you anything. There's like no narration, no captions or saying no story like that. You're just suddenly there, and they're like, where are we? It looks different. And then, like, but yeah, Cave Johnson, I can say, he was a salt miner or something. He was like just this weird non-science guy who was a millionaire and then started out a mine or a science lab under a salt mine.
In the ground. Yeah, there was a lot of... Basically, in the second part of the game, you visit the history of Aperture Science.
Yeah.
And you get to see the progression of its history from when it was founded, the highlights in the heydays, and I guess its decline in the later days. Decline of not only Aperture Science, but also of Cave Johnson himself.
Yeah. And how GLaDOS came to be. Crazy. What are the experiments? There are many quotes. We're not throwing rocks. We're not banging rocks together here. Or something like that.
Yeah.
It's once it ends, you want to know more, but I have a feeling that the story would be spoiled if there was more. I think it could be, you know, people were talking about that, you know, the Portal 3 with spoilers? Yes, definitely spoilers, with Shell surviving outside with a portal gun, but you know, like, there are many, like, various things. Like, for example, the moon gel panels will have to be more spoilers.
Basically, yeah. There's a lot of story in the single player mode. And personally, I feel, maybe on my side, I feel the story takes more precedence versus the actual gameplay. To me, the gameplay, it was good. I won't say it's bad, it's good, but I don't think they did such a great...
It didn't end in a great note?
It didn't end on a great note. It's just not end on a great note, but the gameplay did not progress that much. Basically, incremental progress in the gameplay. But the main reason why you want to play the game is for the story.
Yeah.
Even when you finish a single player game, there's still more to discover. There's still more to discover in the co-op. There could be still more to discover if you do not participate in the ARG like I didn't. I want to find out more. What are the little pieces of information did they find out in the potato sack games? What other behind the scenes or other information can I find out about the story? And that's something that really compels me towards Portal. did not really find any other game before that, before this, that seemed so engaging. It started off as just a little part, a little game, part of the Orange Box.
Yeah.
And honestly, it spawned into something pretty huge. And thanks to Valve, they did not spoil Portal 2.
Yeah.
I feel like at the end of the day, they did a good job. The story is great.
Yeah.
And there's still more to be discovered. I believe there's going to be downloadable content as well.
Yep. For the PS2, which is amazing. It's even a technical achievement. I feel like I want to sing the quoting the still love, but anyway, it's a technical achievement in that Steam, which is Valve's delivery for game delivery, is also now available for PSN, which is down. Supposedly, you can download free stuff, like essentially DLC. Before this, you can't do DLC with PS or console games. Xbox 360 can't do this, which is sad, but it's up.
Yeah, I think previously there was idea of that, right? In Windows Live, you were supposed to be able to play Xbox and PC games, but I think it never played out.
It never, essentially, when it comes to downloadable or download like these mods and downloadable content, consoles get the short end of the stick, essentially. But hopefully this can streamline essentially that whatever the PC people get, supposedly the PS3 can get if they were online. But yeah, it's interesting. The same, you can co-op with the PC or any platforms to any platform. So it's really that. So in that sense, it's a technical achievement, which is not bad. Also, the graphics were pretty good if you're on the computer maxed out.
Yeah, that's what I heard actually, that this is based off the Source engine, which is several years old, about 4 years old.
Yeah.
And they were mentioning that even though the Source engine is 4 years old, it still looks good.
It's awesome.
And I guess the physics engine helps a lot.
Yeah.
In terms of gameplay. And I guess it's pretty impressive of what the Source engine actually can achieve, even if it's 4 years old.
Yeah. I think it helps there's no human characters in Half-Life. Like, if you see the shell model, it's not really by placing two portals side by side and
true.
But some of the backgrounds or some of the levels are pretty good. There's before it was just like a white room, which transition into scary, creepy, that's part of the Crystal Portal one. Slowly this nice computer voice. But anyway, there are lots of really beautiful, really, some of it is beautiful anyway, some of it is creepy. But yeah, although I was disappointed on the PS3 because I started with split screen and it was ugly, sort of ugly. I'm assuming it's due to limitations of that possible. So I thought the PS3 or the PS3 was going to be ugly, but it was actually pretty good. I liked it.
Ratings wise, it seems to be very favourable.
Of course.
A lot of people, quite a few people are saying that it can be game of the year.
Should be, I think.
Story wise, I think it's very solid. I'm not a real gamer in that sense, so I can't really compare.
I can vouch for its awesomeness. This versus, there was Call of Duty, but that's so boring. World of War.
Yeah, but I don't know. To me, things like Call of Duty, I feel it's more there's a replay value in terms of co-op. That's where I think I would prefer playing in co-op.
Yep.
For Portal, maybe the co-op's a bit limited. It's more based on the single story. But I think in Portal 2 they build on that. At least now there is a co-op mode.
It's pretty good.
And I think personally, maybe in the future, I'm wondering whether there can be deathmatch kind of thing with Portal. I don't know. Or maybe that's not what they're looking at.
A puzzle game.
Yeah, because
that could be the case.
But yeah, I know. To me, because the only problem with Portal 2, I think maybe you don't have any real replay value.
Mm.
Unless if you want to just find out the story, find out more in depth about the story, like replaying it, finding the hidden rooms, finding out more extra information about the story.
That is good. Maybe that's the case of co-op. Maybe the ladder stones. We need to play because somewhere in the middle, she's trying to make the two robots fight because the anyway the spoilers. Yeah, it's a thinking in a game. It's delicious. Although gameplay does help because I think if they like wrote this in a book, it had to be like it had to be introduced to the character at the same pace as the game. Because if it was just written down like what a different concept, I think it would be just like fairly short. And because the main points are like, I think it's like the mystery behind it.
Yeah.
So I don't think if it's in a novel, it would be fun just talking about like, you know, solving puzzles. So the spreading out, like the mystery, the gameplay, I think helps with the storyline itself. I suppose. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What else can we say?
Anything else to add?
You know what? We can just start quoting Portal 2 stuff. It will be fun. If I have want to add anything, and this is like maybe a big spoilers, but I love Potato GLaDOS.
Yes, Potato GLaDOS.
So adorable.
GLaDOS becomes a potato.
How's it? How are you doing? I'm a potato now. Oh, the slow clap processor made it in. Anyway, yeah.
I think we don't play this game for the difficulty. I felt it was a bit
too easy. Yeah.
It could have been better.
Yeah. I think it's a bit because the white panels were limited. In other words, before it was like everything was white.
Maybe, a lot of things.
More or less, yeah. Now it's just like there's like specific panels that are white, I think. Which like maybe there is like from what I've read or from what I've heard because I haven't played Portal, it's less twitchy. In other words, there's less timing involved and more about the position and the portals that are that you can do. Yeah. There were things that looked like as if it was time intensive, but because I took the time to just like listen, it's not really, no.
I think co-op adds a nice dimension to the game.
Yeah.
It was always single player. Co-op enables you to enjoy the game to a different level. And I hope they do more, they expand on co-op a bit more in the future.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Although, like, after my friend left, and nobody else wanted to play. I was at my friend's when we were playing this. I had to play co-op alone again. Forever alone. And it works because, like I said, there's no really timing intensive. It's just really like figuring out the puzzle behind it.
I think there was a bit. I can't remember. But yeah, so I guess maybe when we finish co-op mode and we have more to share, we might record another podcast, but at the end of the day, if you have the money, go buy Portal 2. It's a bit expensive, I have to say. I think $49?
Well, if you have most people here, Brunner has a PS3. I suppose, I think you may find the PC version or Mac version more enjoyable, but I think the console, I think they may have left down the difficulty because like, it was on the console. As such that if you get the PS3 version or the Xbox 360 version, I don't think you're missing a lot.
If you get the PS3 version, you get a PC version as well, right?
Yeah, the PC or Mac version, essentially.
Basically, good thing about Steam, when they introduced, I think, Steam Play, quite a few months back, basically you can play this on a Mac as well.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about this only being a PC game.
Yeah.
And not only that, but if you play on a PC, your progress gets synced to the cloud. So when you play the game on your Mac, you can resume where you left off on the PC.
Yeah.
So I presume with a PS3, it's the same thing.
Hopefully.
It'll sync to the cloud and you can resume wherever you want to play, either PC, Mac, or on the PS3 itself.
Yeah. Theoretically speaking, if the PlayStation 3 has the ability to go online...
Yes. As PSN is down at the moment.
God, really. I'm just going to just drop.
Yeah.
Slightly bitter, slightly. My plans are more bitter.
We'll see. I just hope that the future downloadable content will further add to the enjoyment of the game, add to the storyline of the game. And if you haven't bought it, go out and buy it. $49.99 for a single pack on Steam. If not, it's like $90 for a dual pack. So go out and get it, and I hope you guys enjoy this.
Yeah.
See you. And we'll see you when you're gone.
Yes. When you're gone.
Yes.
We want you gone.
When you're gone. When you're gone.
When you're gone. This should be a quote. Let me see.
This is the Portal 2 song.
Come on. Portal 2 song. Sounds full of sweetness. Come on.